Listening Ears. Written by a non-dude. Read by Opalsong. Fandom, DCU. Rating, explicit. Relationship, Tim Drake, Jason Todd. Also tagged for fake or pretend relationship, eavesdropping, pranks and practical jokes, revenge, dramatic Tim Drake, getting together, friends to lovers, accidental voyeurism, coitus interruptus, anal fingering, anal sex, barebacking, bottom Jason Todd, top Tim Drake, cream pie, come play, fake or pretend sex, stubborn brats, and bat family gossip. Tim ground his teeth as he found a fifth bug in as many days hidden in his apartment. It didn't matter how frequently he swept the place and deactivated both Oracle and Batman's various cameras and listening devices, there were always more showing up. And Tim? Tim was fucking sick of it. He couldn't let this shit keep up. He had to get it to stop somehow. But how? It's not like either of them would take the hint, clearly. And asking them to stop wouldn't do jack shit. No, he was going to have to make it so incredibly not worth it that they'd stop on their own. He was going to have to make them regret the day they'd ever thought it was a good idea to listen in on what went on in Tim's home. The newest bug was one of Bruce's, and it transmitted audio only. It was in his bedroom and was more cleverly hidden than usual. So Tim left it. It would be believable enough to Bruce that he'd missed it. Now he'd just have to wait for Barbara to get another one placed in his bedroom. But Tim thought he could get the party started with torturing Bruce before then. To be sure, this was going to be embarrassing for Tim, and was going to permanently alter his image in their eyes, but yeah, Tim thought he could deal with that to make them suffer. Suffer and leave him the fuck alone? He went out on patrol as usual, came home, took a shower, and then headed back to his bedroom. Oh yes, he was more energized than ever after his long patrol, and ready to get this started. He lay back on his bed. "Hey, I missed you," Tim said to the empty room, as if he were speaking over the phone. The beauty of Barbara not having a listening ear yet meant she couldn't remotely access his phone and see that he wasn't currently on a call. Bruce didn't have the capability to do that, and it was going to make him uncomfortable as hell listening to Tim have imaginary phone sex, with the added bonus of driving him absolutely nuts not knowing who the hell Tim was talking to. Tim couldn't help but grin up at his ceiling. "Yeah? How much?" he asked in response to an imaginary answer, his voice sliding deeper. Because I can show you exactly how much I missed you. Do you want a picture? He was quiet for a few moments and shifted on the bed a bit. Mm-hmm. You'll like it? What do you think I should do about it? Oh, yeah? You want me to fuck myself good since you're not here to do it? You want me to imagine it's your nice big cock fucking me? Let me get my toys out. I need you to come home soon so you can fuck me for real. Rail me till I can't see straight. He rifled through his bedside drawers and took out one of his dildos and the lube. Although he wasn't planning on using them for their intended purpose exactly. Nothing like knowing your adopted father was listening in to kill any worries of actually popping a boner. Oh, fuck, yeah. I know you can. God, you fuck me so well. And when you're done, I'm gonna turn right around and return the favor. Gonna fucking wreck you. Fuck you until you're screaming for me the way you do when I really get going. Fuck you so you're feeling me for days. He paused for a few moments for a non-existent response. Fuck, that's so hot. You're always so fucking sexy for me. Tim let out a small moan. Yeah, I am. Two fingers. Wish it was you with your thick, clever fingers. You know just how to work them so good. Fuck, I'm gonna put in a third. I was fingering myself in the shower. Tim let his breath hitch. I know. I'm sorry. I couldn't wait. I was thinking about you. Talk to me. Tell me all the things you'd do to me if you were here. He let himself go quiet, finally, and picked up his phone to scroll through Twitter for a few minutes, as he presumably continued to prep himself, letting out an occasional moan or encouraging, "Fuck yeah." Eventually, however, his time was up, and he put down his phone again. "I'm ready. You want me to put it in? Want me to fuck myself for you?" He opened up the lube and drizzled a fair amount over the dildo, spreading it around and with his hand. And then gave an exaggerated moan. Oh my god, yeah. Yeah, it's the big one. Yeah, the really big one. Fuck. Oh, give me a second. He panted out. After a moment, he slid his hand down the dildo until it hit the base with a thick slap of skin on silicone. And then let out a high moan. Oh, fuck. He had to work to contain the laughter that desperately wanted to spill out as he started to jerk off the dildo, falling into a rhythm, his hand making obscene sounds. No doubt about it, Bruce was already regretting invading Tim's privacy. Keeping this up was gonna be so much fun. It was only 3 days until Barbara placed a well-hidden bug in Tim's room, during which time Tim had yet another eventful imaginary phone sex call, after giving Bruce a break for a day. But now, with the all-seeing Oracle listening in, this imaginary call thing wasn't gonna fly. Luckily, he'd been mulling over what his next steps would be, and he had a plan. Exactly 24 hours after he discovered Barbara's bug, Tim was crawling into Jason's safe house window.
"Should I even ask how the fuck you found me, you little stalker? I literally just got back."
Jason only glanced up briefly before returning his attention to the duffel bag of weapons he was unpacking. He was still in his Red Hood uniform, except for the signature helmet, which was on the table right next to the duffel bag. "I know, but I've been waiting for you to get back for days." "Okay, one day, but still. And I think you're going to want in on what I want your help with."
Jason looked over at him again, annoyed. "What I want is sleep. Why should I help you?"
"Because it involves torturing Bruce."
Jason's hands paused on the gun they were holding. "You have my attention. What'd he do to earn your ire?"
"He and O won't stop bugging my place, no matter how many times I find and deactivate the shits. So I decided to make them regret it so hard that they finally stop."
I left one of B's first, and I've been doing imaginary phone sex, but now I have one of O's, and she can remotely check my phone and see that there's no call happening, so I have to change my game. That's where you come in. Jason stared at him for a moment and then laughed. You want me to pretend to have loud, excruciatingly graphic sex with you to finally teach Bruce and Barb the meaning of minding their own fucking business?
Exactly.
I like the way you think, Little Red. I'm in. Oh, B's never gonna look either of us in the eyes again. This is gonna be great. Jason's grin was vicious.
We're gonna need to talk shop beforehand on how exactly we're gonna do this. I've got some ideas, but...
Yeah, that's chill. Let's make it quick, though. I still need some fucking sleep.
Tim had spent the day waiting for Jason's return from his outlaw's case and hopeful agreement to collude on torturing certain nosy bats, working on a program to tell him when the bugs in his room were being accessed. And he had a window open on his laptop showing that both Bruce and Barbara were presently listening in to his current, not that interesting, he thought, mutterings as he looked over a case, when Jason slid in his bedroom window at the discussed time.
Hey, baby,
Jason greeted him, kissing the side of his head with a loud smack. Tim turned his laptop on the desk to face the bed and stood up from his computer chair to face him. Hey, I missed you so much. I can't believe you spent all this time sleeping instead of coming straight here.
Well, I had to be all rested up for all the things I'm gonna do to you, baby. Trust me, I'll make it worth the wait.
Jason's voice was low and husky and left no doubt as to the nature of his words. Oh yeah? Convince me.
Jason made a low sound and pushed him back and down onto the bed, both of them crashing down onto it, and Tim started to kiss loudly at Jason's neck. Tim pushed him back after a moment, panting, and looked at the laptop. Both of their eavesdroppers were still listening in. Perfect.
Oh, God, Jay, I can't take foreplay. Just fuck me already. I've been waiting so long.
Yeah, baby, you want me to give it to you good? Fuck, I can feel how much you missed me. You've just been waiting around all turned on for me, haven't you?
Yeah?
You've been keeping your fingers to yourself?
Jason started to kiss over his neck.
Oh, huh? No, I couldn't. I'm sorry. Couldn't wait. Got a plug in.
That's okay, baby. I get the message. I'm not gonna leave you waiting any longer. Let's get these off.
Both of them shifted around for a bit, rustling their clothes, and Tim leaned over to the drawer beside his bed to grab his lube and hand it to Jason, the bed groaning the whole time as their weight shifted.
That's better,
Jason said, before loudly beginning to kiss over Tim's neck again and settling on his haunches between Tim's legs. He popped open the cap on the lube with a loud snick, and then, after a few moments, clicked it closed, tossing it onto the bed.
God, you're so ready for me. Look at you just taking my fingers.
Tim whined. Stop teasing me and put your cock in me already. Jason laughed.
I got you, baby.
They both let out long groans, and Tim glanced at his laptop open on the desk again. Both of them were still listening. Okay, he had been planning to torture them a little, but really? Insufferably nosy.
Yeah, how are you so big?
Tim moaned out. Jason let out a small huff that was clearly laughter from the amusement glimmering in his eyes, but which he managed to turn into a moan. He looked to be biting his tongue, and Tim winked at him. Jason grinned back at him and slid one leg of Tim's boxers up his leg a little, settling the back of his hand flat across Tim's thigh, making sure he had a good angle before picking it up and slapping it back down.
Fuck, baby, you feel so good,
he groaned out as he fell into a steady rhythm with his slaps.
Tim let out another loud moan. So fucking gorgeous, baby. Look at you.
Jason went back to kissing over his neck.
Oh, so are you. Fucking perfect. Oh, God, yeah. Mark me up. Make me yours.
You are mine, Jason growled.
Yeah, yours. Just yours. Oh, fuck me, fuck me, fuck me, fuck me.
Yeah, baby, you like my big cock?
Mm-hmm.
Look at you, goddamn, flexible enough to give Dicky Bird a run for his money.
Tim laughed.
I aim to please.
God, do you ever. It was fucking torture being on that case away from you. Couldn't stop thinking about you and when I could get back here and finally get my hands on you again.
Yeah?
Tim gasped.
Oh, Jay. Oh, just like that.
Jason sped up the slaps of his hand and started to bounce on his knees a little, making the bed springs creak.
Could drown in you, baby, and I thank you for the opportunity. Fuck, you're so tight, such a perfect little body.
Tim looked over again, and the laptop still showed that both their eavesdroppers were listening. Jesus Christ, had they not gotten enough of a show? Tim decided it had been long enough. They were supposed to be at the point of desperation when they finally got their hands on each other anyway. He was going to fake his climax. He met Jason's eyes and reached up to silently tap the headboard. And Jason seemed to get the message, giving his bounces a little forward momentum to knock the headboard against the wall. Oh God, it was so difficult for Tim not to just burst out laughing.
Oh, 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 oh!
He chanted instead.
Oh God, oh fuck, Jay, right there. Oh, oh yeah!
You about to come, baby?
So close!
Tim wrapped one hand around his thumb, moving over it quickly to imitate the sound of jerking off desperately.
Me too, baby. Go on, come for me. Show me how much you love my cock.
Tim gave a small shout.
Oh, fuck. Jason panted. You're so fucking beautiful. Oh my God.
Tim gave a low, shuddering moan.
So sexy, baby. God, I can't. I'm close. I'm close.
Jason sped his slaps up further still.
Yeah? You gonna breed me?
Gonna breed you so good. Gonna fill you right up.
Fuck yeah. Come in me. Come in me.
Jason gave a long, low, rumbling groan and finally stopped slapping the back of his hand against Tim's thigh.
Mmm.
Tim started to kiss over Jason's neck, making occasional small, satisfied noises.
Fuck, baby, you're so good,
Jason said after a couple minutes.
Says you. You fuck me better than anyone else I've ever known.
Good. Gotta keep you around somehow.
Tim let his head fall back and laughed.
Oh, I can think of a few other reasons.
Jason took up the kissing over his neck for a few minutes, before finally pulling back.
Oh, just look at you, baby. Got my cum dripping all down your thighs. Fuck. Let me take a picture.
Tim grinned.
Mm-hmm. Add it to your collection. Did you spend lots of time looking at those while you were away?
Jason shifted on the bed.
You know I did. Watch that little video we made, too.
Oh, yeah? That video was fun.
He glanced at the laptop again. Bruce and Barbara were still listening? Well, they were just asking for it now. Tim slapped the top of his own thigh and Jason gasped.
Now that we've taken the edge off, you want a repeat performance of that night? You want me to handcuff you to the headboard and raw you into next week?
Oh, fuck. Please.
Or do you want me to bend you over my desk and fuck you right on top of my work?
Jason let out a needy moan.
Tomorrow. Tomorrow. We're definitely doing that tomorrow, but bed right now. Come on, get the cuffs.
Tim let out a small, muffled laugh against Jason's neck as he leaned up to kiss it.
eager, aren't you? I'm not the only one. How are you already hard again?
What can I say? You have a certain effect on me. I'll be right back.
He smacked one more kiss against Jason's neck and then slid off the bed to go get his handcuffs.
I could get used to this view,
Jason said from the bed, where he'd slipped his joggers off, so Tim would be able to slap his thigh as he'd done to him, and settled back onto his back, feet flat on the bed and legs spread.
Oh yeah?
Tim settled between his legs, and they both readjusted to get more comfortable, so Tim's knees were splayed under Jason's thighs.
Mm-hmm,
Jason drawled as Tim deliberately slid each side of the handcuffs closed with a tick, 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 before silently letting them rest on the bed.
A body like that, shit, a face like that, I could stare at you all fucking day. It should be a crime for you to cover that shit up with clothes. God, you're so... How the fuck did I manage to net you again?
Tim kissed his neck. Good question. I'm way out of your league. Can I start with two fingers, or do you want one?
Don't I fucking know it. Go ahead, baby. Two's fine. You got skinny little pickpocket fingers.
I prefer to call them pianist fingers. It sounds classier, and I have a certain image to uphold.
Jason snickered, and Tim kissed his neck again.
But seriously, Tim said, I was joking earlier. I'm not out of your league. You're perfect.
Thanks, baby, Jason said quietly.
The two of them continued to put on the performance of a lifetime for almost an hour and a half before Tim finally flopped down next to Jason. He looked up at the computer and barely suppressed a groan. How were both of them still listening? He was going to have to check his program for glitches after this. But for now, just in case, he would... Shit, he had no idea if he had another round of fake sex in him. Or if Jason did, for that matter. Was three rounds even believable? Maybe he'd try to wrap things up into something boring and they'd stop listening in?
Shit, let me unlock you.
He grabbed the key and unlocked the empty handcuffs with a click, dragged them against the headboard, and then tossed them on the floor.
You okay?
Jason smirked at him.
So sexy when you get like this. Just a fucked out mess, aren't you? God, my neighbors hate you so much, but I fucking love it when you scream for me like that.
Jason made a small sound before,
fuck.
He let out a long sigh.
That's all you, though, baby. I don't just scream for nothing. It's only because you fuck me so damn good I can't help it.
Tim kissed his neck again for a few moments.
And that's exactly why it's so damn hot,
he finally said when he pulled back, his voice low and dark. Jason began kissing his neck intently, and Tim allowed it for a few minutes before pushing him back.
We should order something for dinner. We just burnt a lot of calories, and we gotta go out on patrol in a few hours. Should probably shower and get all this cum off us while we're waiting for the food to come, too. And then,
he couldn't help adding,
maybe we'll be ready to have some dessert.
Jason looked over at the laptop and then back to Tim and raised his eyebrows, a hint of a challenge in his eyes.
We could, he purred, but I missed you an awful lot while I was away.
Tim raised his eyebrows back at him.
I always did like my dessert before dinner, Jason continued. You sure you don't want me to sit on your face so you can eat me out until I come all over myself? Sure you don't want to push me right down after and pull my ass up so you can fuck my thighs?
Tim raised up three fingers, his eyebrows nearly at his hairline. Jason just gave him a thumbs up and a cheeky grin.
I know how much you love my big, strong thighs, baby. I know you want to fuck them and come right between them, watch it drip down. Tim moaned.
Yes, fuck, you could crush someone to death with those things.
I know.
Oh God, have you?
Maybe.
That shouldn't be a turn-on.
Tim breathed, so softly the audio might not even have caught it.
Is it?
Jason prodded.
Maybe.
Jason chuckled.
You're a naughty little thing, Timmy. You're just real good at making sure nobody else sees it.
Tim huffed.
Are you gonna sit on my face already or what?
Jason laughed again, and they both shifted on the bed.
Oh, don't you worry. You'll get to use that fantastic fucking tongue of yours. I know you like it rough, don't you? I'm gonna get a good hold on your hair and ride your face hard, baby.
Well then do it already. I'm hearing a lot of talk and not a lot of
That first day with Jason was a lot of effort, but it had been so worth it for the way Bruce had refused to look at Tim later that night when they crossed paths on patrol. As far as Tim was concerned, his plan was going great so far. It had been nearly 3 weeks of daily torture. And while that may have seemed like a long time, Tim had fully been expecting this. These were bats he was dealing with. And two of the stubbornest, nosiest ones there were. He knew it was definitely gonna take plenty of time for them to learn their lesson and back down. But in the meantime, Tim was having an absolute ball. He and Jason were pretending to fuck like bunnies, daily at the very least, usually multiple times a day, including after patrol. Both of them were getting very good at the whole fake sex sound effects, and they worked together like a well-oiled machine. And Tim found himself having fun. The whole thing was hilarious to begin with, and he and Jason found themselves making faces at each other a lot during the act, whether to try and make the other break or to communicate, "B's really gonna have an aneurysm over that one," or "I'm fucking brilliant, aren't I?" or any number of little things. They also made it a habit to make their fake sex increasingly outlandish. Like, the one and only time one of the bugs had turned off during their activities, Jason had pulled out a classic line but decided to add a twist to it.
"Yeah, you like daddy's big cock?"
Tim's eyes had widened even as he'd watched Jason's face turn mischievous.
"Oh, daddy?
Are we doing this now?" his tone had clearly asked.
"Yeah, baby, you like it?"
Jason had raised his eyebrows at him.
"B will flip his shit."
Tim had grinned, and in a high, breathy voice let out,
"Yes, daddy."
Bruce's icon had immediately gone dark. Tim had to clap a hand over his mouth to keep from laughing, and Jason had let out an audible wheeze, which he quickly turned into a groan.
"So good for me, baby."
Tim and Jason had laughed themselves absolutely sick over chili dogs on a rooftop on patrol later that night. That was also an unexpected bonus of this whole thing. Jason. They were spending so much time together, Jason practically lived at Tim's place now, playing the part of loving, if secret, boyfriend. Tim found it was nice to have someone around to eat with and bounce ideas off of, and it certainly didn't hurt that Jason cooked and cuddled in his sleep. Honestly, that was the biggest surprise benefit. Tim hadn't realized how fucking touch-starved he was until the first time he woke up crushed tightly against Jason's chest and felt a bit dizzy with the contact. No way in hell he would ever be complaining about it, though. He never fucking wanted it to end. If Jason didn't see anything weird about it, then neither did Tim. They were on the same page about this, as they seemed to be about most things, actually. He guessed they hadn't really gotten the opportunity to know before. But really, when it got down to it, Tim and Jason got on like a house on fire. Maybe that metaphor was a little too on the nose, actually, because they both did like blowing things up a bit too much, so the chances of them actually setting a house ablaze were not zero. There had been no pyrotechnics tonight, though. But that didn't mean patrol hadn't been a bitch, and Tim was utterly worn out. He toweled off his hair and grabbed his phone from the counter, sitting himself sideways in Jason's lap on the lid of the toilet and leaning his head on his shoulder, as he usually did when they were pretending to have shower sex. Shower sex was super convenient, actually, because they didn't have to do much, since only super loud stuff would be picked up by the bugs through the wall. It was almost always after patrol, and they took turns showering and then just sat around on their phones, occasionally calling out until they decided it was time to fake a loud climax. Tim's heart wasn't in it tonight, though, and he was feeling uninspired. He just wanted to go to fucking sleep. He opened Instagram on his phone, but his eyes started to slide shut, and he wasn't really looking.
"You've fallen asleep on me?" Jason asked quietly. "Don't worry, I got this."
Tim only had a second to wonder before Jason was projecting his voice to carry through the wall.
"Oh, fuck yeah, suck my cock, baby."
Oh, Tim's mouth would be busy. He didn't have to do anything.
"Thanks," Tim mumbled into his neck.
Jason ran his fingers soothingly through Tim's hair, and Tim's eyes fell shut again, lulled towards sleep by the ache in his bones and the warmth of the room.
"Hey, baby." Jason kissed Tim's forehead as he blinked his eyes open.
This had become a morning ritual, since Tim's laptop fell asleep overnight so they couldn't see if the bugs were active without making noise getting up. So better safe than sorry, really. Best to be realistic. Tim was strangely attached to it.
"Morning."
He let a little half-smile tug at his lips. Jason hadn't yet made a move to pull away from where he'd been clutching Tim tight to his chest and their legs tangled together, and Tim's skin felt like it had little electric currents running through it. Fuck yeah, he liked this whole cuddling thing so much.
"Do we have any sausages left to have for breakfast?" "Enough for today. You want me to go out and get some more for the rest of the week today?"
"If it's not inconvenient. We're running low on Tiger Balm, too. If you could pick up some more while you're there." Jason pressed another kiss to his forehead, and his fingers ran up the center of Tim's back to the base of his neck, and then over his shoulder.
"Speaking of Tiger Balm, you're tight as shit. You want me to give you a massage, baby?"
"Does it have a happy ending?"
Jason laughed. "Well, it can. But seriously, you need somebody to loosen that shit up and work those knots. This is what happens when you work at a computer all day and fight crime all night."
Tim sighed. "Fine, work your magic, Wonder Hands."
"Oh, I intend to."
Jason finally let go of him and started to disentangle himself.
"Take off your shirt and get on your front with the pillows under your torso."
"Bossy." Jason rolled his eyes and went to grab the lotion from the bathroom. When he came back, Tim was lying as instructed, and Jason climbed right on top of him, straddling his ass.
"There we go. You're gonna thank me for this in a minute."
Sure. Jason pumped a liberal amount of lotion onto his hands and slid them up Tim's back, right from the waistband of his boxers up to his shoulders. He moved his hands back down to the very bottom of Tim's back, laying them flat in the center and then slowly adding pressure and pushing up and out and away from the spine with the heels of his hands. Tim let out a low, muffled moan.
"Feel good?"
"Keep going." Jason repeated the movement, slowly working his way up Tim's spine until he reached the third rib from the bottom, and he changed the movement to be a wider, shallower arc. He reached the bottoms of Tim's shoulder blades, and instead of working out from the spine, this time he positioned his hands at the base and slowly, firmly pushed the heels of his hands up around the curve between each of them and the spine until he reached the tops of Tim's shoulders. Tim let out a long groan, and Jason grinned, repeating the exact motion, and then dropping his hands back down to the base of Tim's back to push his hands straight up the muscles directly to either side of his spine from bottom to top, and then again, turning his hands to use the whole side to press as he repeated the motion on the rest of the muscle further out towards his sides, up to his shoulder blades. "You thanking me yet?" Jason murmured.
"Yes. Oh, God, yes."
Jason pumped more lotion onto his hand with a smug grin. "Well, now we're getting to the problem areas, so buckle up." He spread the lotion over Tim's upper back, shoulders, and neck, and then started to work his hands again. The heels of his hands pressed, firmer than they had been before, right between his shoulder blades, pushing up to the top of his shoulders a good many times before they finally moved to the tops of his shoulder blades, pushing up and in towards his neck again and again. He felt the tenseness draining out of Tim below him as Tim continued to give soft, appreciative moans, and he switched to using his thumbs, pressing along the curve of Tim's shoulders and up the sides of his neck, repeating the motion, moving further towards the spine and then back out, before finally abandoning his neck again and digging his thumbs into the now somewhat more relaxed but still present knots in Tim's shoulders and back. It took a fair bit of determination, but Jason worked every damn knot out of him, and then went back to sliding the heels of his hands up over everything, softer than before, smoothing everything over, soothing the muscles after the harshness of working the knots out. He leaned down and pressed a kiss to the back of Tim's neck.
"There you are, baby. Still want that happy ending?"
No, I don't think I can move. I'm a puddle."
"A good puddle?"
"A stupidly blissed out puddle."
Jason chuckled.
"Well, all right then."
He pressed another kiss to Tim's neck.
"I'll go make us some breakfast."
"Is there anything those hands can't do?"
Tim mumbled into the bed. He heard Jason laughing as he left the room.
It was a good fucking morning. A perfect fucking morning in Tim's book. And Tim's laptop stayed on his desk, screen still black, unchecked for the day. For all the pet names and kisses and jokes about happy endings, it apparently hadn't occurred to either of them to check whether there was actually an audience they were performing for.
"So..." Dick said. "You and Jason, huh?" Tim choked on his coffee. He was over at Dick's place helping out with a case, or at least he thought that was why he was over here, and not a fucking ambush about his fake boyfriend.
"Me and Jason, what?"
Dick gave him a disbelieving look.
"I know. Playing dumb isn't going to change that."
"I'm not... What exactly do you know?"
"I was, gonna stop by your place to ask you about this case, but then I was about to go into your window and I, decided that was not a good idea since there were some loud and unambiguous noises happening."
Tim burst out laughing.
"Not funny, Tim. I can't unhear that. I mean, thank you for putting the blinds down, but still.
It's weird. Have you done a recent sweep of this place? Are there any listening ears? Because I need this to stay just between us."
"No, there's no bugs. I always make sure."
"Okay, good. We're not together."
"Oh, so you're just,
No, I meant we're not fucking either."
Pretty sure I know what I heard."
Dick's voice was high and strained.
"Very unambiguous noises."
Tim laughed again.
"Yeah, That's the point. I'm teaching Bruce and Babs a lesson.
You're teaching Bruce and Babs a lesson by fucking Jason?
No. Well, Tim reconsidered. Kinda? What?
Tim took pity on him and finally spelled it out.
Both of them have been endlessly bugging my apartment, no matter how often I destroy the things, and I got sick of it. So I decided to make them regret it so fucking much that they change their minds and stop eavesdropping.
Dick blinked at him. By fucking Jason.
We're just pretending to fuck. God, I am not actually having sex with them listening in.
The whole point is for us to make it as outlandish and uncomfortable and graphic as possible. And it's fucking hilarious. Dick raised an eyebrow. Tim cut himself off with a laugh.
Made a program to tell me when the bugs are active, and I called Jason Daddy once, and Bruce immediately shut it off. I think he almost had an aneurysm. I almost burst out laughing and ruined it.
Dick looked to be biting his lip hard.
I don't know whether I should find that funny or not. It's hilarious, and you know it.
Dick cracked, his laughter spilling out.
It is. Oh my God, it really fucking is.
Tim's stomach growled loudly, breaking the relative silence of the living room. For fuck's sake, his body didn't used to be so fucking annoying when he skipped lunch. But Tim guessed he'd gotten used to regular feeding from Jason this past month and a half or so. Jason was reading on the couch, wearing his glasses for once. What? He'd snapped the first time he'd worn them at Tim's apartment and caught him staring at the thick black rectangular frames. Nothing, Tim had said. Those just really suit you. Jason had ducked his head back down to stare at his plate and focus on his breakfast, but Tim could have sworn he'd seen a hint of a blush over his cheeks. Now, though, Jason sat with one ankle propped over the opposite knee and Tim's head cushioned on his raised thigh as he quietly did work on his laptop and relished the feeling of Jason's fingers gently carting through his hair.
What do you want for dinner, honey?
Jason asked absently, his voice soft. He took his hand away from Tim's hair for a moment to turn his page, and then went right back to stroking through his hair. Jason did that sometimes, called Tim pet names when they weren't around the bugs. Tim didn't know if he even noticed when he did it, but he assumed it was just habit, that Jason was so used to doing it around Tim's place that his brain didn't really bother to distinguish between the particular room he was in and whether it was actually necessary. It was nice, actually. Tim liked it. The way he said the little endearments was always so soft and warm, like a verbal hug. He closed his eyes and pushed his head into Jason's hand a little, and Jason responded by sliding his fingers deeper into his hair and starting to massage his scalp. Oh, fuck yeah. If Tim could purr, he totally would be right now. I can just order something in. That new Vietnamese place?
Jason snorted. No dice, rich boy. You can't just eat delivery for every meal. What do you want that we have the ingredients for?
Tim sighed and pushed out his lower lip, and he heard Jason set his book down on the arm of the sofa, then felt him shift to lean over Tim.
Oh, poor pouty baby, Jason said, mock sympathetically, but he didn't stop massaging his scalp. You have someone to cook you nice, healthy, balanced, delicious meals. Just for you.
Fine, fine.
Tim rolled, his laptop toppling onto its side between him and the back of the couch, and threw his arm over Jason's shoulder, narrowly avoiding hitting him in the face, and buried his face into his stomach in a loose semblance of a hug.
You're the kitchen god. My endless apologies for implying ingratitude for your divine services. Let the heavens strike me down for my hubris.
Jason laughed, and his hand slid down from Tim's hair to rub over his back between his shoulder blades. After a few moments, Tim turned his head and peeked up at Jason. This close, he could see the small smattering of freckles over his nose. They were cute. Yes, even as much as one would think nothing about Jason Todd really should have been called cute. And they kind of made Tim want to kiss them. "Could you make more of that chicken vindaloo?" he asked hopefully. Jason smiled, and it was such a warm thing. Something that just made Tim think home. All crinkled eyes and teeth and endless affection. "Yes, you drama queen." Tim stuck his tongue out and Jason rolled his eyes. "And people say I'm dramatic." "You are." Jason finally removed his hand from his back to smooth a few stray hairs out of Tim's face, and then just left his hand there, resting in his hair. "I don't think you have a leg to stand on, Timmy," he shot back, but his voice was fond. "I'm pretty sure all of the bats are just a bunch of pots and kettles." Jason laughed. "Yeah, every single one of us is just standing in our glass houses, throwing stones like there's no tomorrow." "It's all Bee's fault." Jason gave him a sharp grin. "You know my magic words. It's always Bee's fault." Tim laughed entirely too hard at that. Tim felt himself start to wake up and burrowed himself deeper into Jason's arms in denial with a small groan. There was no alarm, and that meant it was the weekend. And that meant he was absolutely not waking up until he absolutely had to.
"Good morning, baby,"
Jason mumbled, sighed out, woken by Tim's movement.
"No," Tim groaned. "Shh, not morning yet. We're still sleeping."
Jason huffed out a laugh and tightened his arms around him, pressing a kiss to the side of his head.
"Sounds like somebody needs his coffee. You're cute when you're grumpy." "I can't drink when I'm asleep, which I clearly am, and I've never been cute a day in my life. I'm terrifying." "Sure you are, baby. Like a wet kitten."
"This wet kitten is gonna beat your ass when I get up. I don't even need my staff. I will gleefully knock you on your ass with my bare hands, and you will rue the day you thought to call me cute."
"Sounds sexy. You promise?"
Tim whined.
"You're impossible." "And you're still cute. Cute when you're angry, too. You'll be cute when you're kicking my ass. Nothing you can do about it, baby. You're just eternally cute."
"Fuck you." Jason kissed his head again and let go of him, sliding out of his grasp and getting out of bed, which made Tim reach after him with a mournful, "No," at losing his warm pillow.
"Nah, I'd better make breakfast. No time for fucking."
He slid his fingers against the trackpad of Tim's laptop to wake it up as he walked past, as usual, and the screen showed that both Bruce and Barbara's bugs were active. That made every damn morning this week that Bruce had been listening in. How fucking insufferable. Tim sat up in bed.
"Jay," he purred.
Jason stopped before he got to the door.
"It's Sunday,"
Tim continued.
"Come back to bed. We don't need breakfast yet. I'm not even hungry."
"Babe,
I think you owe me a real nice apology for calling me cute, don't you?"
"I don't. You are cute." Tim huffed, his voice taking on an annoyed edge as he changed tactics.
"Sundays are for staying in bed. We can eat later, after we've actually worked up an appetite."
His voice dropped, low, smooth, and sultry.
"Come back to bed, Jay."
"You're like a siren, and you use your powers exclusively for evil."
"I don't," Tim said in the same voice.
You want the same things. Just come back to bed. He paused. Please? Don't you want to ride me? Evil. Evil! Jason said, crossing the room again to sit on top of Tim's thighs, straddling him.
Tim just laughed.
I'm okay with being evil. Evil isn't cute.
Wrong. Jason kissed his neck. You're cute when you're being evil, too.
He kissed him again.
You're sexy when you're being evil.
Mmm.
Tim closed his eyes and arched his neck.
Cute and sexy aren't the same thing.
He maybe enjoyed all the neck kissing a little too much sometimes, but Jason never said anything about it.
They are for you.
Jason kissed his neck again and shifted to make the bed groan, and both of them moaned.
Cuter than a button, but sexy enough, I just want to push you down and ride you till you're screaming my name. Come on, clothes off.
They rustled around their clothes for a bit, noticing as they did that Barbara's icon had gone dark. She'd started bowing out recently whenever things got hot and heavy, and Tim personally thought she was going to give soon. Jason reached for the side drawer and pulled out the lube.
There we go, baby, he said, pushing Tim back against the bed and kissing his neck again. Let me open myself. It'll go faster.
Mm-hmm, Tim hummed. Jason continued kissing over his neck and popped open the lube, waiting a moment and then clicking it shut and dropping it before he started rocking on his knees. Each of them let out occasional moans or gasps over the next few minutes, until Jason finally decided it had been long enough. He grabbed the lube again and flicked it open.
You ready, baby?
He snapped it shut again and put it down.
You fucking feel ready, don't you? God, so hard just for me.
I'm definitely ready. Wanna watch you sit on my cock. Wanna watch you fuck yourself with it, with those thighs of yours.
Yeah, you just want to get your hands all over those, don't you?
Tim moaned.
Do it, Jay. Stop teasing.
Jason pushed Tim's shirt up over his stomach.
Well, far be it from me to be called a tease, he said, and let his forearm fall heavily across Tim's stomach with a dull whoomp.
Tim gave a sharp cry, and Jason let out an, oh, fuck yeah, before slowly starting up a rhythm with his arm and going back to kissing over Tim's neck. Like always, Bruce's icon stubbornly stayed lit the entire time, and eventually, after faking an earth-shattering orgasm, Jason flopped down next to Tim.
Mmm, I love you, he murmured out,
curling around his side with an arm and leg slung over him and kissing over his neck again.
I love you.
Tim returned, letting his eyes close as he cuddled into Jason's embrace and slid a hand over his waist.
You're amazing. Best boyfriend ever. And so fucking good at that. How do you do that? Gotta be the thighs.
Jason chuckled against his neck.
They're my mitochondria, he joked.
The thighs are the powerhouse of the Jason. It all makes sense now. Jason laughed again, his body shaking slightly against Tim, and it made Tim let out a little laugh, too.
I love you, Jason repeated in a happy sigh.
Tim's hands moved up from Jason's waist to cup his cheek, and he turned his head to kiss Jason's forehead, twice quickly, and then a third more emphatic, lingering press of his lips.
I love you, too.
Barbara caved less than a week later, her bug disappearing without a trace and with nothing else to take its place while Tim was at work. Tim and Jason were now out for celebratory ice cream, because if this wasn't an occasion, then what was? One stubborn bat down, one to go.
Do you think we should try to make it more extreme, or would that be too obvious?
Jason asked, taking a lick of his cherry chocolate swirl.
I don't know. I think...
Hey, guys! Duke plopped onto the bench across from them at the picnic table they were sitting at, looking flustered and a little out of breath.
Sorry to interrupt your date, but I saw you from across the park, and I've been trying to figure out how to tell you for days, and it didn't seem right not to do it in person, and I don't want to do it in masks, and... Tim held up a hand to stop his rambling. He didn't know what the fuck he was going on about, but firstly... Date? Duke made a pained face. Yeah, I found out that you two are dating, or, something, by accident. And that's sort of what I... Well, I need to tell you how, because it's sort of fucked up and you should know what's happening. But I'm sorry, I didn't mean to know, and I'm more distressed about it than you are. Tim and Jason looked at each other and then back at Duke. Okay, Jason said. Continue, I guess? He prompted, when Duke just continued to look back and forth between them anxiously. Okay, so, like, I went down to the cave to do work, you know, as you do. And then, as I get down there, well, Bruce is the only one down there, for one, and the speakers were on to something that definitely didn't sound like work. So I was like, dude, what the fuck? What? Like, are you watching porn in the cave? What the fuck? And he's just like... Duke imitated Bruce's impassive face and tone. It's surveillance. So I'm like, okay. But also, is it necessary to sit there and listen to them bone? Like, I don't think anything else is happening. But then... Tim already thought he knew where this was going, but he gestured for Duke to continue. Duke made a miserable face. Then they said something and the voice totally sounded like you. He gestured at Tim. And it was saying, your name, he gestured at Jason. And I kind of freaked the fuck out, which I think was valid, because why was he surveilling you in the first place? And definitely why did he feel the need to continue when that was happening? I fucking hate this family. No boundaries. Tim and Jason both burst out laughing hysterically, both because of the whole situation, which was fucking hilarious, and Duke's last exclamation, which was honestly fair. I mean, I guess I'm glad you're not upset, Duke said eventually. But you guys are way too used to Bruce's fucked up nosiness if this is your reaction. This family is broken. That just made Jason laugh harder, but Tim attempted to compose himself, licking a little dribble of ice cream trying to escape his cone with a little chuckle. It's okay, Duke. You can calm down. We weren't actually having sex. We were just fucking with him. Duke blinked at him and then slumped in relief. Oh, thank God. Yeah, Tim said, taking another lick of his ice cream. You're right. Bruce and Babs have a serious problem with nosiness and lack of boundaries. And we decided to punish their bad behavior until they stopped fucking bugging my apartment. We're currently celebrating Babs finally giving in, so I give Bruce less than a month till he cracks too. It's really fucking fun, actually, and it has this added bonus of making Bruce absolutely never look me in the eyes anymore. It's great, Jason chimed in. Duke laughed. Oh my God, you guys are actually crazy. You're just gonna let him go around thinking all this stuff about you? So worth it, they both said. Jinx, you owe me a line that will absolutely make Bruce lose his shit in the middle of things, Jason said. Oh, that's easy. I'll just call you Daddy again. Bet you a chili dog he pussies out and turns off the bug again. Jason laughed. Deal. But I'll make you that pumpkin mousse you like so much if you say some really off-the-wall shit, like you want me to wear my old scaly green robin panties while I suck your cock or something. Bet, Tim said. You think I won't? If I didn't think it'd be too obvious we were fucking with him, I'd have totally asked you to do the Batman voice in bed ages ago. Jason let out a laugh that sounded like it hurt, and Duke wheezed. Holy shit, you guys are actually gonna give him a heart attack. Jason wiped tears from his eyes, still laughing. Timmy is an evil mastermind. This was all his idea from the beginning. Tim just gave a smug smile and licked his ice cream again.
He deserved the heart attack. You shouldn't eavesdrop if you're not prepared to hear whatever you hear. Tim was right. Within the month, Bruce removed his listening device. Victory was oh so sweet.
Holy shit, I can't believe we actually succeeded, Jason repeated for the umpteenth time over dinner.
They were eating their bowls of curry on the sofa with some show neither of them were really paying attention to playing, and Tim was curled snugly against his side.
We got the stubbornest fucking bat to back down and admit he made a mistake, even if only to himself.
That we did. We are kings. Tim set his empty bowl on the coffee table and sat back, lying his head on Jason's shoulder. Jason leaned his head against Tim's.
Huh,
he said after a long silence.
Hmm?
Guess I don't have to come over here anymore then.
Oh, yeah, I guess not. That's gonna be weird. I'm so used to you being here.
Ah, shit. And that meant Tim would have to go back to having nobody to cuddle with. He really liked not being touch-starved, too.
Yeah, not gonna know what to do with myself.
Tim snuck an arm around Jason's waist.
You can still come over just to hang out or whatever.
Yeah, I probably will. Someone's got to make sure you don't go back to ordering out for every meal.
Good. Tim would take that reason. 3 nights later, Tim got out of the shower after patrol and wandered into the kitchen to grab a protein bar and curl up in bed with it, eating it slowly. His empty bed. A queen-size bed was just ridiculous for one person. Why hadn't he just gotten a double like a normal person? All this extra space just emphasized how alone he was. And he'd felt so alone all the time these past 3 days. His whole apartment was just so empty without Jason in it. He liked the companionship. He'd liked having someone to talk to, or sometimes talk at, when he was trying to work through a part of the case. Or just sit quietly and share space with. And Jason just had such a presence. Warm and alive and big, like it filled up the whole flat. Tim missed Jason's stupid jokes. And he missed his mother henning, and he definitely missed his cooking. And most of all, he missed the cuddling. Tim threw the empty wrapper at the bedside table and laid back, staring at the ceiling. He needed to sleep. He had work in a few hours. He huffed and drew the covers tightly over himself, rolling onto his side and closing his eyes, but his brain just wouldn't shut up, pointing out how cold and empty his bed was and how incomplete he felt without arms slung around him. Fuck. Tim abruptly turned back on his back and grabbed his phone off the bedside table. He opened his contacts, scrolling to Jason's name, and then just laid there staring at it for a moment. He clicked call. It only rang twice before Jason picked up.
Hey, Timbo, what's up?
Hey.
Hey,
Jason repeated, sounding amused. There was silence for a few moments.
Did you call me for a reason?
Jason prodded. Do you want to come over? There was another short silence.
Yeah.
Oh. Tim hadn't really been expecting that, honestly. Okay.
I'll be there in 15, okay?
Yeah, see you then.
Mm-hmm.
Jason hung up, and Tim took his phone away from his ear and stared at it for a moment.
Oh. Jason was actually coming back over. He was actually going to come snuggle Tim just because he'd asked, and he hadn't even acted like Tim was weird for wanting it still, even though their whole fake boyfriends thing was over.
Tim wasn't quite over that by the time he buzzed Jason up and let him in the door. Jason just followed Tim into his room, stripped down to his boxers, and climbed into bed behind him like there was nothing to it. Maybe there wasn't. Maybe Tim was just overthinking, like he always tended to do. Jason wrapped his arms tightly around him, tangling their legs together and burying his nose in Tim's damp hair.
I missed this too, he said quietly.
Those four words made Tim feel even warmer than his embrace did. Tim was rudely awoken by his alarm the next morning, and he groaned and grabbed his phone to turn it off before turning and curling back into the perfect embrace he'd been buried in before. Comfortable and snug and warm, why would he want to leave? Fuck his bitch-ass alarm. Waking up was bullshit. Sleep was so much better. Especially like this. The arms around him shifted, and a hand started gently rubbing his back as a kiss was pressed at the top of his head.
Time to get up, baby.
Tim gave a pitiful whine into Jason's chest.
No, it's too early.
I know, but you have work, sweetheart.
Tim snaked an arm around Jason's waist and clung tightly.
Don't wanna.
Jason kissed the top of his head again.
Come on, I'll make you coffee and breakfast.
Tim whined again, and Jason huffed out a laugh and shoved an arm under Tim's back, pulling them both up to sitting.
Come on, you limpet. Up we go.
You're only dealing with being up this early gracefully because you know you get to go right back to sleep after I leave.
Tim grumbled as Jason half shoved him out of the bed and pulled him to his feet.
Too bad you don't.
You're a bitch.
Jason laughed, all but dragging Tim, who was still clinging to him ridiculously, to the kitchen.
Says renowned bitch before he's had enough coffee to stop a normal person's heart.
Hey, I'm known to be a bitch after that, too.
Jason laughed again and quickly filled and turned on the coffee maker.
There you go, life elixir brewing. You will once again be human in no time.
Tim finally relinquished his hold on Jason to lean over the counter, chin on his forearms, staring straight into the coffee maker from barely a scant few centimeters in front of it. Jason patted his head and headed to the fridge.
Like when you put a cat in front of a window with a bird feeder outside of it.
Fuck you,
Tim said absently.
I'm waiting.
Jason started staying over every night, and sometimes he would come over randomly to cook dinner and just hang around. And Tim noticed that the pet names stayed, even though he really had no reason at all to do it anymore. Tim didn't want to ask about it or bring attention to it, though, because he really liked it, and he didn't want Jason to notice he was still doing it and stop. He wanted Jason to call him pet names all the time, and honestly, he wanted him to go back to basically living here. He wanted Jason to date him, didn't he? For real this time. That was probably actually pretty obvious, wasn't it? Tim just hadn't been clearly looking at the facts because he just had so many convenient excuses. But yeah, he wanted to actually date Jason. And what a thought that was. What a tricky thing it would be, too, if they actually did, because then they'd have to pretend their relationship wasn't brand new, and Bruce and Babs would have so many ideas about it that really weren't right. Tim was getting ahead of himself, though. Did Jason even want to date him? Do you even want to date me? Tim blurted out.
What?
Tim could tell Jason had looked over at him from his book. But the nice thing about having his back leaned against Jason's side as he worked on his laptop propped on his knees was that he was facing away from Jason and didn't have to look at him. Why was he like this? Where did his brain-to-mouth filter go sometimes? He sighed. Well, nothing else for it. I liked dating you. I want to date you for real. Jason gave an amused huff.
You were totally in the middle of a conversation with yourself in your head, weren't you? You didn't even mean to say that.
Tim frowned. I think you know the answer to that, and you're being mean. Jason's arm, which was looped around his chest and over his shoulder, tightened, pulling Tim closer against him, and he leaned over to kiss Tim's cheek.
Sorry, honey. You're very dateable.
Tim's breath caught in surprise. Wait. You really want to try this for real?
Mm-hmm.
Jason hummed against his cheek. Tim finally turned to look at him, and Jason pulled back a little, just enough so their faces weren't touching anymore. Tim's eyes unconsciously darted down to his lips.
Oh, can I kiss you?
Jason closed the small gap between them in reply, fitting their lips together. Tim leaned further into him, turning his torso yet more towards him to better kiss him, taking another hand away from his keyboard to cup Jason's face. They pulled away briefly, and then shared another, shorter kiss before completely pulling back.
We should have done that ages ago.
Jason gave him another gentle peck.
We can always make up for lost time.
He stroked his hand back through Tim's hair, pushing it out of his face.
Preferably in a position that isn't the most awkward and uncomfortable thing in the world, though.
Well, I was prepared to destroy my neck for you,
Tim said dryly.
It hurts to hear I'm not worth reciprocity.
Jason laughed and kissed him again.
Get your stupid ass up. Baby.
Tim heard Jason calling as soon as he got in the front door. Since their relationship had actually started, Jason had gone back to essentially living at Tim's place. But now they got to kiss and stuff, and there were no listening ears and no show to put on. It had only been about a week, but Tim had already decided it was pretty awesome as far as he was concerned. In the bedroom, he called back.
Oh, what's this? You're nesting and feeding yourself? For once? So I guess this is good.
Tim glared. He was, indeed, cocooned in a massive nest of blankets and eating a box of crackers and a truly impressively sized tub of red pepper hummus while his laptop played some CCTV footage in front of him.
I think I'm getting sick. I don't want to be sick. All I know is as the day went on, everything started fucking hurting, and I'm fucking freezing, and I got dizzy as shit, and all I want is hummus and chocolate milk, but the store didn't have any fucking chocolate milk. How did they not have chocolate milk? Direct homophobia against me specifically.
Jason burst out laughing so hard he had to leave the room for a minute, in fact. When he came back in, Tim was pouting.
You are so fucking mean. You're laughing at my pain.
Jason consciously held back another laugh at Tim's dramatics and went over to him, taking his head in his hands to kiss his forehead.
I'm sorry, baby, he said gently. You're just so precious. I'll get you some chocolate milk, okay? But first, let me check you over. You're burning up. You sure you want all those blankets?
You're not taking any of my blankets. Tim growled. My bones are cold.
Okay, sweetheart. You said everything hurts. Muscle aches, headaches, sinuses, throat, stomach, lungs.
Everything. Everything. All of it. My skin hurts. My teeth hurt. My nails hurt. My hair hurts.
Jason pulled away.
Oh, sorry, baby. Do you not want me to touch you? Does that make it hurt worse?
Tim tilted his face up towards him.
No, I want kisses.
He closed his eyes as Jason pressed another kiss to his forehead.
Just don't get sick, he mumbled. I'll try not to, baby.
He peppered a few more kisses down the side of Tim's face, and Tim let out a little pleased hum.
You want me to go get you that chocolate milk now?
Yes, please.
Okay, honey.
Jason planted a last kiss on his cheek.
Be right back.
You're the best.
You need to take a break, baby.
Jason murmured huskily in Tim's ear, wrapping his arms around him from behind. Jason's insistence on making sure Tim didn't work himself too hard had somehow gotten even worse since Tim had gotten sick. He was convinced Tim's habit of overworking himself did his compromised immune system no favors. And he was probably right, but Tim didn't have to admit that. He was better now, so it was fine. So there. Tim tilted his head slightly, his eyes going half-lidded as Jason kissed behind his ear and down his neck. But he didn't stop typing.
I'm not done with this case yet.
Jason skimmed his teeth over his throat.
I didn't say you were. Just take a break.
He sank his teeth in gently for a moment, before releasing the pressure and sucking over the spot.
Tim jerked away. No marks up high, it's unprofessional. Sorry, baby.
Jason kissed at the spot.
It didn't mark.
He continued kissing down his neck.
Come to bed, take a break,
he pleaded softly. Tim stared at his computer screen and then sighed. Fine, you win. Jason gave a victorious grin and leaned around to kiss Tim on the lips. Tim closed his eyes and turned further towards him, leaning into it and bringing one arm up around the back of Jason's neck.
Can't tell if you're being needy for attention or a mother hen, he mused when they finally pulled back.
Just slightly, their lips still brushing as he spoke. Jason grinned.
Both.
He gave him another kiss. This one more brief as Tim huffed out a laugh.
Now come to the bedroom so you can fuck my needy brains out.
Tim laughed again but stood up.
Oh, so that's how it is.
Jason grabbed his wrist and started towing him across the apartment.
That's exactly how it is.
As soon as they got to the bedroom, Tim pushed Jason down onto the bed, climbing on top of him and threading a hand into his hair to pull his head back slightly as he started to kiss over his jaw.
You want a bottom or you want me to ride you?
He murmured against his skin, before grazing his teeth up to bite lightly at his earlobe and pull.
Bottom,
Jason gasped, hands clenching around Tim's hips. Tim slid his tongue up behind Jason's ear and ran his free hand down his chest, and then up under his shirt, stroking over his waist.
Gonna fuck you so good, he whispered in his ear. You're not even gonna remember what it feels like to be needy for me.
Jason whimpered, pushing his hips up against Tim, and Tim ground right back down against him with a sinuous roll of his hips, tracing his lips down Jason's throat.
Oh, fuck, Tim.
Jason's eyes were squeezed tightly shut. Tim hummed against him, mouthing another sucking kiss against his pulse point and grinding his hips again. He sat back.
I think both of us are a little overdressed, aren't we?
Jason practically tore his shirt off before yanking Tim by the hips up onto his stomach so he could reach over Tim's legs and push his underwear and sweatpants off, and then kick them off and onto the floor. Tim laughed at his eagerness, taking his own shirt off at a leisurely pace, and Jason scowled.
Fuck you.
Tim just smiled at him, tossing his shirt onto the floor and rising up on his knees to push down his bottoms.
You enjoy doing this to me,
Jason accused.
I do. I really do.
Tim wiggled the rest of the way out of his pants and underwear and tossed them to the floor.
Sadist.
No, but I get off on how little it takes to get you to lose it. He leaned down and gave Jason a quick kiss on the lips.
I repeat, fuck you.
Tim smiled again, but and this time it was predatory.
Oh no, Jay. This time I'm doing the fucking.
Jason huffed.
Well, then get to it.
Tim kissed him again, and then reached for the side table drawer for the lube.
When did your prickliness become hot? It's a hazard of dating me.
Tim laughed and climbed off of Jason to kneel between his legs.
Apparently.
He slicked up the fingers of one hand and turned his face to press a kiss to the inside of Jason's thighs. He pushed two fingers in, immediately curling them and pressing against Jason's prostate.
Babe.
Jason moaned out softly, and Tim stroked his free hand over the underside of Jason's thigh as he continued to pepper kisses over it.
That good? Tim asked after a minute, when he started scissoring his fingers.
Jason hummed, and then let out a little groan as Tim gave him a kitten lick to the inside of his thigh, and then started sucking a mark on it.
Real good, baby,
he murmured, pushing a hand into Tim's hair.
Tim continued to finger him open slowly, kissing and sucking over his thighs and hips until he pressed a fourth finger inside and licked over his cock. Jason gave the smallest little, ugh, and Tim lapped at the tip, curling his fingers and dragging the pads over his prostate in a come-hither motion. Jason's hand clenched in Tim's hair a little before relaxing again when Tim pulled away slightly, though his fingers were still moving inside him. But then Tim's tongue was running hot and wet over his balls in long, slow strokes, and Jason's hand clenched right back up, tighter than before, with a soft, oh, babe, babe. Tim started to thrust his fingers, aiming straight for Jason's prostate on every push in, and closed his mouth over his balls, sucking. Jason let out a gasp and pulled Tim's face tighter against him, hitching his hips a little. Hmm? Tim broke away after a few long moments with a loud sucking noise. You ready for me to fuck you?
So fucking beyond ready, Jason groaned.
Tim grinned and kissed his hip before slipping his fingers out of him and pulling up on Jason's hip so he'd roll onto his side. Can we do it this way?
Whatever you want, baby, as long as you fuck me good.
Tim's grin widened and he scooted back further to guide Jason's leg over, pushing up under the knee so he was splayed out like an upside-down number four. Oh, I will. He grabbed the lube and slicked up his cock, moving up closer to Jason again and pressing against his entrance. Ready? Jason twisted the top of his torso back to look up at him. Mm-hmm. Tim started to push in before taking his hand away and leaning forward, bracing himself over Jason and hitching his leg up a little more as he slowly pushed the rest of the way in. His eyes fluttered shut.
Oh, God, you feel so good.
He leaned down the last little bit to press their lips together as he started to move his hips. Jason slid his arms around the back of Tim's neck and kissed him back passionately. They kissed like that for a long while, and Jason had moved to idly stroking his fingers through the back of Tim's hair, until Jason finally turned his face away with a little moan as Tim brushed his prostate again. Tim kissed over the side of his face and along his jaw, making Jason let out a pleasured sigh and then continued down his neck.
Love your little noises. So hot, he murmured against his skin,
starting to thrust his hips harder.
Oh, God, yeah, Jason gasped out. Fuck, so hot, Jay, Tim repeated.
Jason clenched one hand tightly in the back of Tim's hair and tipped his head back against the pillow as Tim continued to fuck him. He lost himself in the sex for a long while before he finally broke the relative silence again, starting to get close to his orgasm.
Tim, 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 Tim,
Jason panted. Tim moaned.
Oh, God, you're so gorgeous. Look at you.
His hips started to move even faster.
Oh, my God, fuck, fuck.
Jason made a small, broken sound, eyes clenching shut and his mouth falling open as his chest heaved and his nails dug into Tim's back.
Oh shit, fuck, do you know how fucking sexy you are right now?
Tim's voice caught on a noise that was half sob, half groan. His voice started pitching higher and higher.
Gonna come.
Jason's fingers dug even harder into his back, pulling him down for a kiss, when suddenly there was the soft shriek of the window being pushed up and a clatter of blinds followed by a loud, "Oh my God, what the fuck?" Tim stilled and then turned to look over his shoulder at the intruder as Jason leaned over slightly to look around Tim.
"Pretty sure that's our line, Dicky. What the fuck is wrong with you? Why would you invite yourself in?"
Jason snapped. Dick had clapped a hand over his eyes, but made no move to leave.
You said the sex was fake. I thought it would be safe to come in.
They both caved weeks ago, Tim said exasperatedly.
Well, how the fuck was I supposed to know that? How was I supposed to know you guys were actually together? You said you weren't.
Tim sighed and pulled the blankets over them, since Dick was apparently just going to fucking stick around. Oh my god, things changed. How is this our fault when you fucking invited yourself into my fucking bedroom without warning and when you could hear us having sex? This is all on you.
Dick dropped the hand from his eyes with a kicked puppy expression.
Are you mad at me?
Jason rolled his eyes. If we say no, will you leave already? Dick weighed that for a moment.
Only if you really mean it, he said, profoundly earnest.
Jason rolled his eyes so hard Dick genuinely feared for his health, but Tim just calmly said,
We're not mad at you, Dick. Can you please leave us alone now?
Dick looked into his eyes for a moment, judging his sincerity, before finally giving a satisfied nod. His gaze briefly flickered back to their bodies, now hidden by the blankets, and a mischievous little smile stole over his face as he looked back up at Jason.
You know, I always thought it was just a turn of phrase when you said, fuck me sideways.
Jason's face turned stormy, and he made an aborted lunge at Dick before realizing he was quite unable to get that far in the position he was in, twisted and trapped by Tim, and with Tim still inside of him. He settled for baring his teeth and growling, out! Dick laughed, the bastard, and finally climbed back out the window, his laughter trailing after him.
He's such a fucking asshole, Jason grumbled.
Tim leaned down to give him a kiss.
Yeah. You done, or do you want to pick up where we left off?
Jason slipped a hand into the back of Tim's hair and pulled him down for another kiss. This one deeper and lingering.
Definitely want to finish.
He caught Tim's lips again.
You good with that, baby?
I wouldn't have asked if I wasn't. He slowly rolled his hips as he kissed Jason again, sliding his tongue into his mouth. He adjusted his hand under Jason's knee, hitching it up a little further as he pulled his hips back before pushing back in just as slowly as before. Jason gave a low groan and his nails bit into Tim's back again, scratching slightly as his fingers curled.
Oh,
he gasped out, almost a sigh, as he turned his head to the side to break away from Tim's mouth.
Just like that, fuck, so deep.
Tim fucked him slowly until he finally came inside of him, and Jason followed soon after, eyes clenched shut and mouth open on a silent moan, fists clenched tightly in Tim's hair. And then they were both left laid there, gasping. Tim collapsed on top of his conveniently sturdy boyfriend.
Fuck, Jason let out, running his fingers through Tim's hair. That was real fucking good, baby. Even with Dickface's fucking interruption. Always live up to your promises, don't ya?
Tim smiled softly against the side of Jason's neck. I try. Jason kissed the side of his head.
Can we resituate? My thigh is starting to cramp.
Yeah, sorry. Tim pulled back and dropped a quick kiss on his lips before moving back up off of him completely. He carefully pulled out and flopped down next to him. Jason eased his leg down, then rolled over to face Tim, sliding a warm hand over his waist and giving him a soft, lingering kiss. Tim made a satisfied little noise into the kiss, losing himself in it for a few minutes before he ran a hand over Jason's hip, then back over his ass, pushing the blanket away. He kissed over Jason's jaw and then pushed himself up to sitting, sliding his hand back further and down until his fingers traced over Jason's hole, slick with his cum. Jason rolled slightly toward him, bringing his top leg forward to give Tim better access, and Tim's eyes flicked up to meet his. Jason just watched him, and Tim held his gaze as he ran his fingers down through the mass of cum that had leaked out of him, and then pushed two fingers inside him, slowly blinking at the feeling. He crooked his fingers and dragged some more of his cum out of him, spreading it down Jason's thigh. Jason watched Tim's dark, hooded eyes as he made even more of a mess of him.
You love how much of a mess you make me, don't you?
Tim hummed, finally breaking their eye contact to lean over Jason and pull his hip a little further to survey his handiwork. He just stared for a moment, letting go of his hip to slide his fingers back up through the trail he'd left down Jason's thigh. "Hot," he finally pronounced. He leaned down and dragged his teeth over Jason's hip before kissing it. Jason slid his fingers through Tim's hair, and after a moment, Tim sighed. "We're getting edible lube for the next time you bottom. I want to lick it." Jason huffed out a laugh. "Well, if you've decided then." Tim slid right back up to lay down with Jason and kissed him. "You saying you don't want me to eat you out?" He kissed him again, sliding their tongues together. "You don't want me to fuck you good?" he said softly. "Don't want me to fuck you good just like today, make a big mess out of you, cover you in my cum?" He leaned his forehead against Jason's, their breath mingling hot and heavy between them. "And then lick it all back up. Lick it all up and then shove my tongue in your ass and eat you out until you come again. Let you grab my hair and fuck back against my face. Eat you out until you're fucking shaking. You don't want that?" Jason leaned in and caught his lips again. "Fuck, how soon can you order the damn edible lube?" Tim laughed. "Bet I can get overnight shipping. I'm holding you to that." Jason hated all hands bat meetings. There were too many damn bats, and they were all insufferable. It was time to get out of here already. He turned away from one of the display screens on the computer bank to ask Tim if he was ready to leave. "Babe, oh." He cut himself off when he found himself looking not at his boyfriend, but at Stephanie's surprised face. "Did you just call me babe?" she asked, alarmed.
"I obviously wasn't talking to you," he muttered, turning away and looking around for Tim.
He spotted him across the cave and started heading towards him, but Stephanie wasn't done with him.
"Wait, then who the fuck were you calling babe?" she called after him.
That got several people's attention, and Jason inwardly cringed, but didn't respond. It didn't matter, though, because she could clearly see where he was heading.
"Oh my God, it's Tim! You thought I was Tim! I knew there was something going on between you two! You're totally dating!"
Now she had everyone's attention, considering she had no problem basically shouting as Jason got farther away. Well, that cat was out of the bag. He met Tim's eyes, and Tim just raised his eyebrows. Duke, who he'd been talking to, quickly looked around the cave and then leaned towards him, whispering, "Wait, are y'all actually dating now, or..." Tim sighed.
"Yes. Why don't any of you look surprised? Was I the only one who didn't know?"
Stephanie complained. Cass just shrugged. Jason sighed and reversed course as Duke and Tim started to head back toward the rest of them, apparently anticipating an unavoidable conversation.
"I didn't know. I just don't care," Damien said. "This relationship gossip is inane."
"Well, I've known for ages," Dick said. Jason scoffed inwardly.
"Yeah, a whole 3 weeks. Ages."
"You sure you want to brag about that, Dick?" Tim asked. "The way you found out doesn't exactly reflect well on your detective skills." Dick opened his mouth and then closed it again and crossed his arms.
"How did he find out?" Stephanie asked, though surely more of them were wondering.
Jason sauntered over to Dick and clapped a hand on his shoulder, a little too hard to be friendly, with a gleefully vicious smile.
"Dicky here decided to invite himself in through Tim's bedroom window while he could hear us having sex."
Stephanie, Barbara, and Bruce all spoke at the same time.
"Oh my God, what?
What the fuck, Dick? Dick, how could you possibly..."
Dick closed his eyes and took a deep breath, holding a finger up.
"I misinterpreted what I heard."
Jason snorted, and Stephanie started laughing.
"How?" she cackled. "How do you misinterpret that so badly?"
Dick covered his face with his hands.
"You're so mean,"
he muttered quietly to Jason.
I can't even properly defend myself.
Yeah, you fucking jerk. Jason snapped back at him. It's payback for your shitty joke.
Dick looked back up at Jason and then had to turn his face away, badly suppressing a snort of laughter.
It was funny.
No, it fucking wasn't.
Wait, what was the joke?
Dick opened his mouth, but Jason grabbed his chin and pulled his face to look at him.
You repeat that joke and I will maim you. And I will go straight for the assets. Look at me. I am not kidding.
Dick pouted and looked to Tim for appeal as soon as Jason released him.
Don't look at me, Tim said. I'm not going to stop him. You're an asshole.
Dick heaved a desolate sigh.
You guys have no appreciation for the fine art of wordplay.
Dick, Tim said, you have no sense of timing. How did you think that was going to go over well?
Dick threw his hands up. When else was I ever going to get the chance to make that joke? Tell me, Tim, when exactly would I ever be in a situation where things would align so perfectly ever again? That was a once-in-a-lifetime joke. I regret nothing.
Tim sighed. Maybe you could have just kept it to yourself and internally reveled in the supposed perfectness of your stupid little joke.
What's the point of a joke without an audience?
Tim shouted.
Jason groaned. You are the worst. Just shut up about it already.
No appreciation,
Dick mumbled. And then louder. Fine.
Great, Jason said. So, me and Tim are together. Now everybody knows. Are we done talking about it?
I guess, Stephanie said, and then turned to Tim. But I'll be talking to you later. I can't believe you didn't tell me.
Tim just sighed again.
Sure.
Awesome. Let's go the fuck home,
Jason muttered, walking back to Tim and pulling him toward their motorcycles. Stephanie immediately seized on the promise of Jason's threatening presence disappearing and accosted Dick, throwing an arm over his shoulders.
Dick, I promise to be very appreciative of your brilliant wordplay if you tell me what the joke is.
Duke, Cass, and Barbara gravitated closer, clearly listening in.
You have to promise not to tell Jason, okay? If he finds out in any way, I'm dead.
Pinky promise. She hooked the pinky of her free hand around Dick's.
Okay, so.
Dick abruptly cut himself off, stiffening as he felt a large presence at his back and a blade pressing into his hip.
Dick,
Jason said behind him, very calmly.
Do you want to keep your namesake or not?
Dick just stayed frozen for a few moments before he finally said,
you know what? I forgot the joke. Permanently.
Sorry, Steph. Gotta go. He took off running across the Batcave.
Jason tucked his knife away and looked at Stephanie assessingly.
You really want to know the joke that bad?
What? Yes, she said eagerly.
He smirked. Too bad.
Tim and Jason had just sat down at the dinner table with almost everybody else when Damien, the last straggler, walked in looking cross. Everybody was at the manor for Rosh Hashanah, and it looked like Damien apparently wasn't dealing well with having to share the space, even as big as it was.
Your bags are in your old room, he said to Tim as he sat down, as if this was the most horrible of offenses.
Tim rolled his eyes at the brat starting in on him already, over nothing.
Shana Tova, he said pointedly.
Shana Tova, Damien returned the greeting flatly, still looking annoyed.
Why wouldn't our bags be in my room? Tim asked with a sigh, starting to put food on his plate.
Because you're not staying there. There's another room open on the other side of mine. You don't even have to move far.
And why can't we stay in my room?
Damien gave an agitated sigh and glared at him.
Because our beds are against the same wall, he said, like Tim was stupid. And I do not wish to listen to you and Todd having intercourse.
And I know you're going to, because Todd isn't going to be able to resist the thought of disrespecting Father. Jason snorted. Before Tim could even reply, Barbara spoke up. Oh, Damien, she said, looking off into the distance, with a look on her face that said she had truly heard too much in her time. If they decide to have sex, you're going to hear them. Being on the other side of the room isn't going to help. Tim, who was just swallowing a bite of food, let out a loud wheeze that quickly turned into a coughing fit. Damien blinked at Barbara. What? He said flatly. No, they're still staying as far away as possible.
Hate to break it to you, but she's right. It's really not going to matter, Bruce said, grimacing.
Am I the only one wondering why the hell you guys would know this? Stephanie asked. Hello?
I'm the all-seeing oracle, Barbara said. That unfortunately applies to hearing, too.
I'm Batman. I know everything.
Tim finally managed to quell his coughing fit enough to speak.
What the fuck?
His original wheeze had totally been because that was fucking hilarious to see Barbara whip out the fake information they tortured her with a scarred expression. But now he had the opportunity to shame them in front of the whole family for their horrible habits. And by God, he was going to pull the shocked and horrified card.
How the fuck would you know the specifics of my sex life? Don't pull the vague, I'm Oracle, I'm Batman shit. Were you fucking surveilling me?
It's my job, Barbara started. Tim cut her off.
Even if that wasn't bullshit, which it is, because it's not your job to surveil me. It's definitely not your fucking job to listen to me having sex. I'm pretty sure you could safely assume nothing else was happening right then.
Well, I couldn't very well know when it was going to end. It wasn't like I was actively listening. I was doing other shit. I just had it on so I could tell when it was over and I needed to pay attention again, Barbara defended.
Well, good to know you weren't fucking watching, at least, Tim shot back.
Of course I wasn't watching.
Well, how the fuck am I supposed to know? Tim yelled. What about you?
He whirled on Bruce. Of course I didn't watch, Tim. Bruce sounded tired.
Oh, of course. Of course, they say, Tim mocked. Like, that's the magic, uncrossable line. Like, listening isn't almost as bad.
He caught sight of Dick and Duke, both looking a little too amused at the proceedings, both of them knowing full well that Tim was just putting on a big dramatic show. Yeah, with their insider knowledge, they and Jason had the front row seats to this absolute shit show Tim was hosting, and Tim just hoped it ended up as beautiful from that view as it did from his.
What do you want me to say? Bruce said. I do my best to keep tabs on all of you to keep you as safe as possible.
You listen to me have sex, God knows how many times, to keep me safe?
Tim held up air quotes.
What the fuck were you keeping me safe from, my boyfriend?
Bruce just sighed, apparently without response.
I tried to tell you when I found out that it was fucked up and that they were gonna be pissed when they found out, Dick said.
Tim almost burst out laughing. Hell yeah, of course Duke couldn't resist pouring a little kerosene on this raging dumpster fire himself.
I'm actually surprised Jason hasn't punched someone, Stephanie said.
Jason just gave a little smirk, looking at Tim.
I think Tim's doing a great job on his own.
And you made Duke complicit in keeping your fucked up little secret? You wouldn't have tried so hard to keep it a goddamn secret if you didn't know what you were doing was wrong.
Bruce pinched the bridge of his nose.
If it helps, I stopped a couple of months ago. There's no more equipment, from me at least, in your apartment.
I did too, months ago, Barbara said.
Tim sat back, crossing his arms.
Well, you're fucking out of your minds if you think I'm just going to take your word for it and not comb my place top to bottom. But good. I hope you've taken that time to think about why you shouldn't have done it in the first place and why you should respect all of our privacy and practice normal fucking boundaries.
I'll take that under advisement,
Bruce said with a slight edge to his tone. I do hope that wasn't sarcasm I just heard, Master Bruce, Alfred said sternly. So far, he had merely been observing as the whole shit show went down, but now he apparently felt it was time to speak up. You do well to reflect on your actions. The corners of Bruce's mouth turned down minutely in what was essentially a pout for his stoic face. Of course, Tim immediately recognized the bat pout and took no small amount of satisfaction from it. He loved Alfred. And I think you and Miss Barbara owe Master Timothy and Master Jason an apology, Alfred continued, when Bruce said nothing. Barbara pressed her lips together. I'm sorry, she said. I overstepped and it was unnecessary. Thank you, Tim said. Jason just gave her a judgmental look and said, hmm, clearly conveying that he was less than impressed. He and Tim both turned their eyes on Bruce. I apologize, he got out. Did that hurt? Jason asked sarcastically. Bruce just looked unamused. What? Nobody said I had to accept, Jason pointed out. That was a pathetic apology, Tim said. But I'm going to ignore that and just hope you do a better job learning from this. Yeah, speaking of learning from this, Dick cut in. Do you have anything else to confess? Because this whole conversation has made me a bit paranoid. I sweep my place, but I know Tim also sweeps his place. And somehow you managed to get bugs past him anyway? No, Bruce and Barbara said at the same time. Nothing else, Bruce elaborated. That doesn't make me super reassured, Stephanie said. Yeah, I'm definitely doing a more in-depth sweep when I get home, Dick agreed. Sorry, don't trust you. Silence fell for a few moments. Really, you should all be glad this came to light when it did. It's perfect timing, Jason mused, looking down the table at Bruce. Just in time to beg forgiveness before Yom Kippur. He grinned and folded his hands together. You know where to reach me. Tim didn't laugh, but it was a near thing. Oh, his boyfriend was going to enjoy watching Bruce have to genuinely try to atone so much, especially after that half-assed apology. Tim and Jason were eating breakfast the next morning with most of the rest of the family, when this time Stephanie was the late arrival. Holy shit. The beds here are so nice. I slept so fucking good. Language, Miss Stephanie, Alfred reminded. Sorry, she said, already starting to load up her plate. I thought I wasn't going to be getting a lot of sleep next to these two, she said, jerking her thumb at Tim and Jason. But who knew Jason can resist disrespecting Bruce? Jason blinked as that registered, and then he and Tim looked at each other, both thinking of the quite a bit of disrespecting that had gone on last night, as they'd ended up christening the bed twice. Just being considerate house guests, Tim said. Can we stop talking about my and Jason's sex life at the table? Or at all? Is this going to become a habit? Yeah, I really don't need to think about half of the weird shit I heard, Barbara said. Excuse you, you don't have to be judgy about it, Tim said. If I had to hear you... Barbara cut herself off and took a deep breath, lowering her voice. I'm not going to say it, because I'm a nice person. Debatable, Jason put in. You didn't have to do anything, Tim pointed out. You chose to listen in, and now you think you have the right to be judgy about it. God, she burst out. You have to know it's weird. There's no way you don't already know. I'm just stating a fact. You say absolutely just off-the-wall shit. Bruce made a pained face, probably remembering some of the aforementioned off-the-wall shit. I'm not sitting here judging your sex life, Tim said. Barbara ignored him. It wouldn't be as weird if it was just one of you, but somehow both of you managed to be weird in the same specific way. Tim couldn't help it. He started laughing. Well, yeah, he said. That's why we're together.
compatibility. Barbara was on a roll now, though, barely listening to him. One of you says something fucking batshit, and then the other goes along with it, and then says something completely different batshit, and the other goes along with that too, and it just keeps going, and it's like this insane roller coaster of what in the ever-loving fuck? Tim laughed harder, and Jason started laughing too. God, it was so fucking satisfying and hilarious knowing their wild pretend fucking had actually been driving her insane.
Damn, Barb.
Jason got out. What is this? A one-star Yelp review? Tim asked through his laughter. I'm so sorry our sex wasn't a cinematic masterpiece. Maybe next time we'll be able to follow a more coherent storyline. What the fuck do you want, Jesus? Listening in to normal people having sex would not have been traumatizing like this, she accused. If you weren't both fucking talkers constantly saying wild shit and feeling the need to describe absolutely fucking everything. Tim sat back and crossed his arms. Well, maybe next time you can listen in to two mute people having sex, you can pretend it's just slow, wet applause. Jason let out a loud laugh, bending forward with the force of it and grabbing Tim's arm. Clearly saying weird shit doesn't just apply to sex. What is wrong with you? Barbara asked. Hey, I'm not the one who actually decided to listen in to my friends having sex for God knows how fucking long. What's wrong with you? Tim returned. Barbara just sighed and put her head in her hands. After a few moments of silence, Bruce cleared his throat.
Speaking of off-the-wall things, I feel compelled to tell you that the security in the cave has been upgraded. You know what you said, and it will not be happening.
Tim and Jason looked at each other, and then burst out laughing all over again.
Hate to break it to you, B, but it was never gonna be the actual one. There's no way in hell it'd fit.
Tim saw Duke put a hand over his mouth, trying to contain a laugh, piecing together that Tim had actually said he wanted to see Jason in the scaly greens. Jason leaned over to Tim's ear, angling his head back enough that nobody could read his lips.
Holy shit, babe, pinch me, he whispered. This is the best day of my life. B spent hours fucking upgrading the security around the costume cases, thinking we were gonna fuck in my old Robin suit.
Tim let out a little laugh. I know! It was safe to say that the mission had been a resounding success.
Weren't we talking about not talking about our sex life at the beginning of all this? Jason said to the table. Let's do that.
The end. If you enjoyed this podfic and would like to leave a comment for both me or for the author, you're more than welcome to do so. If you'd like to leave a comment for me, Opal Song, you can find the podfic post, which probably is where you got this podfic in the first place, and leave a comment there. If you want to leave a comment for the author, you can find that podfic post and then find the text link, which is linked somewhere in the podfic post, and then you can leave a comment on the text work for the author. Thanks for listening!
Reader's note. This was recorded in two parts, and I'm hoping the two parts weren't completely different sounding. Because I recorded the first part of this in, like, January or December. December or January. And it's now July. And I got into a bit of a Podvic slump, but I think I'm getting back into recording things. But yeah, I hope that I managed to stay at least a little bit consistent.
You know what you said, and it will not.